Consequence Podcast Network.
Hi, this is James Mercer from The Shins.
This is Shirley Manson.
This is Lotte Hulst, co-founder of The Cure.
This is Huey Lewis giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back with an exciting second season. We peel back the layers on music's most iconic hits with legendary artists like The Killers, Heart, The B-52s, Violent Femmes, Jewel, Huey Lewis, Modern English, and more. To keep the music flowing, we'll be sprinkling in classic episodes from our archives between each new one. So check out The Story Behind the Song wherever you get your podcast.
Music festival landscape is vast and wide. Luckily, you have the What Podcasts by your side at all times. Which bands this year that matter? With Barry Corder, Brad Steiner, Lord Taco. Diving into the world of the music industry, music festivals, and everything in between. Another one starts right now.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in One offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome into the What Podcast, which bands this year that matter? Over the years, we have talked to countless bands, artists, and festival goers. Every now and then, we like to take a look back at some of the best moments of the What Podcast, five or so minutes, in what we call, cleverly, a high five. Another great moment from the What Podcast right now.
High five!
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 High five.
You're really good at this.
Yeah, I have no idea what's happening.
What's amazing about this is that this when I was in group regular camping 15, 16 years ago, it never felt like there was this type of community where you like take something from the outside world and bring it in and then like make it a thing, a communal thing, right? How long have you guys been doing this?
So we've actually been we're with Camp Redaroo, and we've been in group camping since they started out in 2012. Stephen Bolowski set us up at the time. The concept was, since they're letting us camp together for just a little extra fee, why don't we set up a burn structure inside of Bonnaroo to begin with and have our own little community of friends? And we're all, the common thread is Reddit. And we thought, I mean, since we're all friends from the internet, why not make it open invitation?
Are you guys beer guys to begin with?
Yes and no, in that I imbibe a lot.
Yeah.
And I've started to learn things about them as I've imbibed them.
And how it affects your body.
It affects it well.
Yeah, good. Well, you look good.
Thank you. I rolled out of bed. My dad and mom gave me the seed money, but I grew this myself.
So, Mitchell, did you ever envision this?
We did not. And I actually have a Polaroid of the very first beer exchange. The reason why we did it is because this guy posted on the subreddit for Bonnaroo that he wants to trade beers. And since we had a group camp, we're like, well, why don't you just meet at our place and it'll be fine. So we set up the time. We only had 16 people show up in 2014 for the first beer exchange. I have a Polaroid of all 16 of us besides myself. And
Do you remember any of the beers?
Yes. Florida Cracker. Is actually
Florida Cracker from the
Tallahassee Brewing.
Yeah.
The Cigar City.
Yeah.
And the only reason I found this, the guy that set up the whole thought process, we told him to show up at 12 p.m. 7 hours later, the guy whose brainchild this was shows up like Atlas carrying this giant case of beer, like a giant cooler, and he goes, "Is this where the beer exchange was?" And we're like, yes, sir. And he goes, My friend made me try something for the first time, and I've been wandering for hours. Please, just take beer. And he plops it down, and he literally just starts pointing at people and saying, "What's your favorite beer?" And then he pulls out an amalgamation really close to what their favorite is from some local Florida brewery. And he's my hero.
This guy didn't even come to Bonnaroo, by the way. He wasn't here. He just was walking around with a giant thing of beer.
No, like, no joke, from the sounds of things, I think what he did was he lugged this cooler for 3 hours to no avail, went back, put it down, went to sleep for 2 hours, picked it back up, and then found us finally.
And he just kept the whole beer.
Yeah, Brad, this is nuts. I mean...
But yeah, so from 16 people, this is pandemonium.
So it was.
And I love what I love about it the most. I hate to interrupt. Is how organized it is.
Yeah.
Well, that's
as much of a disaster as it is, because there's so many people. How could you? It does pretty well.
Yeah, it's definitely trial and error. Like every year, we've learned something different to do. You can see the crowds out here, like of the different type of trading methods there are. There are some people that bring a lot of beer. There's some people that only bring a six pack. So it really became okay, what do we do to accommodate this? How do we get these people in? How do we get this many people in this little bitty space? So over the years, it's really just been trial and error, but. We actually have a committee. We have one of our leaders that oversees kind of it, and she kind of takes.
This is like a business expedition.
We have a Slack channel, and we start planning in generally around January, February, whenever the group camping opens up.
There's swag. Yeah, you just said that, right? Swag.
Yeah, we have committees that have merch. We have delegation is absolute key. This is my vacation too, and it's fun herding cats, but. It's a lot easier if the cats herd themselves.
And what's even better is that they're actually pretty good beers here. And if I would have known beforehand how this was all working, I would have figured this out. Because you basically just bring one, leave one. Or
Correct.
You can trade on the street like, you know,
yes.
humans should do. Yep. This is like Shakedown Street, just came to you.
Yeah, the whole concept was, you know, when I'm coming from this part of the country, you're coming from that part of the country, and it's like, what beers do you have? Because, you know, a lot of people aren't fortunate enough to travel and go and try new beers and stuff. And so, like, this community was about, it really was for beer lovers. And it's really became something special to where it's like, every year that you come, a lot of these guys that are here are veterans that we see the same faces for the last 5-6 years. And I always talk to some of them, and they always say, well, next year I'm going to get a beer for somewhere I haven't got a beer from. So it becomes like a game every year.
Thank you for listening to another High Five clip on the What Podcast. We are part of the Consequence Podcast Network. You can listen to the full episode at thewhatpodcast.com or consequence.net or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Thank you again for listening, and please like and share.
Consequence Podcast Network.